Blog Talk Radio.
The Four Persons Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. You are listening to Lisa Marie Nichols' Rocking for God show on the Four Persons Network. Lisa is an award-winning Catholic contemporary recording artist. Her music can be found at lisamarienichols.com. Her aim is to spread the joy and mission of Christian music and spotlight others who do the same. To call into tonight's show, the number is 515-602-9655. That number, again, is 515-602-9655. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Lisa.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to the Rocket for God show with Lisa Marie Nichols on the Four Persons Network. I know most of you know about my upcoming show this Saturday, the 7th, with Deacon Howell Burke Sivers, but I wanted to do a pre-show tonight to introduce myself for those of you who don't know who I am. I'll play my new songs and tell you a little bit about my background. Also, during this broadcast, I am going to release my new single called Stained Glass Window of My Soul, which was just released yesterday and is now available on all platforms. But before I get started, I just want to thank the Four Persons Program Director, John Banco, for giving me this opportunity to host my own show. It's a blessing to be a part of this family and a dream come true for me. My show will be based on God and music, and the guests I will have on will talk about those topics. Okay, so let's get started. This is a little bit about my background my faith and with my music. I was born in New Jersey to an Italian Catholic family. I'm leaving out certain names and places of people to protect privacy. But I remember my mom dragging me to church on Sunday mornings when I was outside playing with my friends. I would say, Mom, I'm dirty, too dirty to go to church. She'd answer, God doesn't care what you look like, and she would drag me to church. I learned about God at a very young age. I attended Catholic school, and I enjoyed singing in talent shows, plays, and the choir, but I spent half of my childhood writing stories and poems in my room. I started writing at 7 years old about fantasies, science fiction, and I was always intrigued by the planets and the solar system. My favorite planet is and always will be Saturn. I just love something about that planet, the way the rings go around it. As I got older, I started to get into poetry, and I was not happy unless I was writing something, anything. I also enjoyed singing and dancing to Michael Jackson songs in my apartment bedroom. I saw myself years down the road as one of two things, a New York Times selling author, or a singer of some sort, or a journalist. I was very inquisitive and creative, and I always had to know what was going on at all times. I still am today, actually. I used to interview my friends like I was a reporter, and I still went to church, but years later I fell away when life got in the way, like most of us do. I never forgot when I learned in Catholic school or about God, and I never knew what I never knew that he would use me down the road with all of this talent I was blessed with. So back in the 90s, I put together a book of poetry. That was after I met my husband. He was Catholic. He is Catholic also, and helped me through a lot of learning about the Bible. But we both developed health issues. I'm not getting into how or why, but we decided to move to Florida to start a new life, and my parents came with us. We prayed on it, and this is where God led us, and now I know why. We joined the Catholic Church by my house, and that is when God took over my life. I decided to sing in the choir again, and this time it was a contemporary mass. I was the lead singer in the church band, and I knew all the lyrics to all the songs that were being played on the radio, like all the contemporary artists. And I listened to the stations for years up north. And when I came down here, I basically continued to listen to it. And I have a lot of favorite artists, which I'm sure you all do also. I hope I'm one of them. And I enjoyed it very much that I never thought of playing an instrument. I just wanted to sing. Since I suffered from chronic pain, my doctor told me to try to play ukulele or guitar for therapy. I never thought of doing it because I never thought that I would be good at it anyway. I just figured I would sing. But I picked up the ukulele and I started playing it at church. It added to the band, and the mass only lasted like 3 years, but I was upset when it ended. But when everyone else went their separate ways, God told me, "You're not done yet." And I felt this calling that I could not understand, but I had to continue. So I picked up a pen and said a prayer and wrote my first song in 10 minutes, lyrics and all. I don't know who does that. I'm sure there's people out there that do. But for somebody like me to be able to do something like that, I know I was blessed with writing ability, but to be able to write something that fast and also a song was amazing to me. So I decided to get a guitar anyway. Nobody took me seriously. They thought that it was just a hobby, and so did I at the time. That was until I started waking up at night with lyrics on my mind. I would write them down, then the next night more lyrics. Then I would be driving somewhere, and I heard a melody in my head that I've never heard before. So I said, "What is this?" So I sat down and put the music to the lyrics and came up with a song. And another song, and so on, until I had written 150 songs in under 2 years' time. I have never written songs before, just stories. I didn't go to college. I never took voice lessons or guitar lessons, except for a month or so when I was a kid. But I am self-taught at everything. I'm self-taught by God. I had no idea where he was taking me. I always wanted to be a writer, but never in a million years did I think I would be a multi-award winning recording artist, songwriter for him. So I devoted my life to him. And after seeing this is his will for me, for my life, I prayed every day for strength. My husband was there for me all the time as a big support to help me through some issues, questions I had about certain scripture, because he was very good at that. So we also had a Bible study class that we did. And that also helped me, too, to get through certain things that, you know, scriptures would come to me, and then I would just write a story about it. I did all of this through two neck surgeries and a back surgery. And I never thought I would get through any of this, because God is my strength, and I knew I would make it. And so after all of this, back in 2018, I put out my first album, Grace Heal My Soul. Then during the pandemic, I asked God to bless me with songs to help me and others get through the suffering, and he did. A whole album of them in under 5 months. I released it in 21. Later on, it became my multi-award-winning album and song, Step Into the Light, that I dedicated to everyone that died during the COVID pandemic. During the lockdowns, I decided to do Facebook live shows. I figured that I could still get myself out there that way. And I know many artists have done this also. And I know some that have done this. But I had to get myself out there. And it wasn't just because for me, it was because I knew how much people were suffering during the pandemic. So I wanted to do something to help them. And I had all these songs that I wrote. And I figured that that would be great for me to get the word out there that God is still there and he's still there for everyone and he did not leave us. And I did a show. I started a show called Christian Song Saturdays with Lisa Marie Nicole. This went on for way over a year. I read scripture, I sang songs, and I prayed. And I know it helped people watching, including myself, to get through the pandemic. I even got an interview out of this, and it was in two newspapers. I was in a Catholic newspaper for the diocese here, and I was in a local newspaper for doing all the lockdowns. And I was really thrilled by that because I really didn't know that that was going to happen. That's not the reason why I did this. So later on, I released in 21, I released the other album that I put together, and it was Step Into the Light. And this song and this album have won many awards, including the video. Step Into the Light has won awards. And the album that I did for this, that I wrote during COVID, has won awards. And I dedicated all of this to the frontline workers, the people that died during COVID, people suffering. I dedicate to everybody. And it did really well, and it still is today. And then back in 22, I released another album that was called The Best of My Songs, that were the singles I put together after Step Into the Light. And then in this present year, 23, I released another album, Beyond Blessed, and now I'm working on my fourth album that I hope to get released in 24. Okay, well, since you know that about me right now, this is a good time to play my new song. This is a debut of my new single, Stained Glass Window of My Soul. When we come back, I'll tell you why I wrote it and how to get it. See you soon. I hope you like it.
Things in this life that make one guess why this world is such a mess. Definition of love is a mirror of hate. When I look in your eyes, I think all is great. I'm staring into the stainless window of your soul. You're looking in, I'm looking out of the stainless window. Bodies are a temple paid for with a price. Jesus died on the cross so we could have eternal life. Our eyes are a window into the soul, where depression and anger have taken its toll. Let the Lord be the cleaner to wipe away the stain.
Well, that was it. That was my song, Stained Glass Window of My Soul. I really hope you enjoyed it. It's available on my website, lisamarienicole.com, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and everywhere else you get digital music. This song is about looking into someone's soul and seeing the good, seeing the grace of our Lord in each one of us. But the sin is blocking it from showing. Even though we live, even though his love blocks all the sin, we still let it through with free will. The anger, hatred, sin inside of us blocks the love of the Lord, but we can overcome that if we let him in. Let his love take over your being. Stop fighting him, because his love will always win. By me doing this podcast is just another way for me to showcase the love of the Lord through me. I want to bring on guests who live for him, who are blessed as I am with talent and love of God and music. I still can't believe where I am right now. I thank God and my husband and my mom for always believing in me and helping me along the way to get where I am today in my music ministry. I am blessed through my suffering, and I can't complain. So now you know my story of how I got where I am today. For my show, moving forward, I will ask the guest questions, let them talk about their lives, ministries, businesses, or wherever they feel God has blessed them. From time to time, I will play one of my new songs and talk about my album, but this show is not about me. This show is about God and promoting him. I will have everyone from evangelists, apologists, music directors, clergy, singers, songwriters, music producers, musicians, and more on my show to talk about their life and their faith. I hope you will join me every first Saturday of the month for some great guests and to have some fun. My show is going to be different than a lot of shows. I'm going to try to do it a little bit differently. I want to make this fun. I want to ask different questions, and I want to make it fun for the guests and for the listeners. I will post a new link every month for the show on my website. Also, I just want to let everybody know, if you're on Facebook, I just started a new Facebook page for this podcast. And the reason why I did that was because when we put the links on Facebook, the news feed, it gets lost in the feed. I figured if I started a Facebook page just for this podcast, we could post the links on that page every month and then post the guests, who the guests are going to be. And that way you guys know where to go to get the link, and you don't have to be searching through Facebook and my feed to look for it. So that's why I did that, because it'll make it a lot easier for the listeners every month to find out who the next guest is going to be, a little bit about them, and then they know where the link is, and they could just go right to the link if they need it. If you would like to be on my newsletter, you can email me at lisamarienicole625@gmail.com, and I could put you on my newsletter that I send out every couple of months about myself and what's going on with me and my music and everything. So you don't want to miss out on these shows also. You can also call in with the number that's listed on the podcast page with any questions for me or the guest, or there's a chat room also that is on the page to chat with me at any time with a question. I want to thank John at the Four Persons. They're a nonprofit network, and you could donate at any time on the Four Persons page under Donate. Now, I want to talk about my next show coming up. I'm very excited to host my first show this Saturday with EWTN speaker, evangelist, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. This is going to be a great show. I know Deacon for many years. He is an absolutely wonderful person. He is amazing and smart in Catholicism and Christianity. And I can't wait to have him on, because I got some questions I want to ask him. And I'm sure everybody else that knows him or doesn't know him, you need to listen to him, because he's really great what he does. And he travels all over the world and does all kinds of speaking engagements and everything. And he's just a great person. So I really want you to try if you can to listen to the show this Saturday. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, the archive, it might run a little bit over because I have some questions I like to ask him. So it might run a little over, so we're going to have a little bit extra time. But it's going to be a great show, and I just want to leave you with this prayer that I have that I'm going to be ending with all of my shows before I leave you with my last song. Lord, thank you for your gift of music, a universal language that transcends barriers. Help us use it to glorify your name, to find solace during the times of distress, and to elaborate your goodness in times of joy. May our heart always be instruments playing the melody of your love and faithfulness. Amen. So I'm going to leave you with my song. This song, You Are the Love, I don't know if anybody's heard it yet, but this was the song I put out right before Stained Glass Windows of My Soul. And I also have another song that I'm going to be recording this month that is going to be released in November. So look for that. But this song, You Are the Love, is basically what it says. It's God is love, and that's what the lyrics are about. So I'm going to leave you with this song, and I hope you enjoy it. God bless each and every one of you. And until next time, this is Lisa Marie Nicole rocking for God.